So that's really it. So going into some summaries, summaries of summaries, I guess, at this point, focusing on what makes you truly unique was the issue with Antonio. Jennifer, these are maybe the crucial takeaways, trying to, think about that's actually true of Mikhail as well. Alumni connections and the undergrad institution, and how you deal with setbacks matter more than the setbacks themselves. I guess these are all a little mixed up here, but the key is to, especially with layoffs, which is something a lot of people are facing, not to fret and just talk about how you've dealt with them. But I think that's true, of anything, and schools this year are going to have setback questions, I would guess. And we've seen a few of them materialize already. They really want to know that you can deal with adversity. And I believe Columbia yesterday said they'd be adding one. Wharton has one this year. Harvard has a question about a mistake that you've committed in your life. This is a popular theme this year. So think about your own ability to overcome, really spend some time thinking about that. And, because it's going to be crucial in a time when other people have made a lot of mistakes that are affecting you. Section four here. I've been very reluctant to talk about our own services. I don't want to make this a forced sales pitch. At the same time, inevitably in the Q&A, people end up asking us questions about it, and so I've decided to go through this quickly. One thing I will say at the very end is there's a free consultation that we do at the end of every single one of, we have the link up at the end of every single one of our presentations. I'd be happy to have all of you call me. I mean, free is free. Happy to have every single one of you in the audience tonight call me, call Aaron, call Akiba, call Jessica at our offices, and we're happy to talk to anyone free of charge and help you along your way, no strings attached. And so we can talk a lot more. We can talk more in depth about your own profiles if some of these problems ring true. And excuse me, we can talk about our services as well. And it's good that I'm running out of steam here. There is a glass of water there, so I guess I can go on with the presentation and talk a little bit about our services. Just gonna grab a glass of water, which could be Chris's. Okay, so I'm going to skip the first slide, but our firm was founded by me. I was an ambassadorial speechwriter in Washington, D.C. I wrote speeches for the embassy, for the ambassador of Israel to the United States, and when I was there, people kept coming up to me and asking me to help them with all number of writing projects, and suddenly I was writing strangers' wedding speeches and toasts, etc. And I helped a few people with their personal statements, and everything just grew from there. And it was formalized in 2004 with a website. And for those of you who visit our website, it's very, very content rich. We've got a lot of free tips out there for people. Visit our blog. We have over 50 tips in and of itself, and it's formed. I guess maybe I'm a vain person, but as I continued to build my firm, I did it in my own image. I couldn't imagine having someone help my clients who wasn't an expert in written communication. And so everyone at MBA Mission is a published author first and an MBA second. So whether it's me with my speech writing, or Aaron who wrote equity research reports, or Monica Carpenter-Okra, who, while she was at Harvard Business School, wrote a book on how to write Harvard Business School application essays, or Carrie Shukart, who went to Harvard undergrad and then went to Columbia Business School and wrote for The Atlantic Monthly, which is I don't know how you feel about different magazines' politics, but it's excellent writing. Everyone here is a published author, and the process of getting to business school is fundamentally about communicating. There are no secret doors. There is no, if I say Goldman Sachs five times in my first paragraph, some special door opens up and someone ushers me into it and says, okay, don't tell anyone. It's really about communicating your differences and embracing your story and offering it, as sincerely as possible, and others will notice. So that's really the guiding principle of our firm. No gimmicks. We just want to help you understand and write the most interesting story possible. And you do not need to be a Pulitzer Prize winner. You just need to be sincere. We work on the complete start to finish package, and we take people through a variety of steps. We have a process that we take people through, from brainstorming to outlining to essay editing, all on an unlimited basis. This is an incredibly important process in your life, and I would hate to think that people are saying to themselves, I'd really like to make this better, but I'm running out of time. So we've made the choice to offer our services on an unlimited basis, where you can continue to use our services for as long as you need to, while making your applications as strong as you can. We actually have our complete start to finish guide. It's on your tables, on your chairs here. We actually have a new guide, I believe, coming out tomorrow, with about 10 more pages of content, and we've got a recommendation. Our recommendation guide in particular is going to become a lot bigger, with a few examples, and I think it's going to be great. And then we've got our insider's guides, where we get delve pretty deeply into each school. And last year they were a good start, but this year they're going to be pretty incredible. We're tripling their size, and we've done a lot of student interviews, and those are going to be coming out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So check that out. And we're going to have about 8 or 9 titles to start, and a few more to go, that we're going to add, and it'll be an opportunity for you to learn about the schools in one condensed place. And I should say, I sort of talked about, I got off track with the complete start to finish guide, but we work with you on your resume, on your interview skills, on your recommendations, on your scholarship letter. It's all one package, and I can explain to you at another time exactly how all of that works. But the idea again is to try to just bring out your story to the surface and let it tell itself. So I was mentioning some of our staff. I mentioned to Monica, who wrote 65 successful Harvard Business School application essays. Aaron, who's right here, who many of you know. Jessica went to Harvard twice, I guess. Akiba went 3 times. You don't need to go to Harvard to work at MBA Mission. You need to have an MBA, but you need to be an excellent writer first. I mentioned Carrie and Angela. I didn't mention Angela, but you're seeing the quality. I mean, Angela went to Yale and actually actually managed the Yale record, and then she went to BCG and she wrote a book while she was at BCG. I don't know, has anyone here read Trading Up by Silverstein? Great management book. It's probably one of the only management books that I've ever read that I really, really love. And she wrote his book. She helped write his research and write his book Treasure Hunt. So this is a little bit about us. As I promised, you can go to our website and you can fill out the free consultation form. If you write down that you heard us speak and maybe request to speak to one of the two of us, that's fine. If you feel a nice spiritual connection to me or Aaron, that'd be great. Or Jennifer, yeah, exactly. And really, that's really about all I want to say about us. And again, I'm happy to share more with you guys on the phone. And I'm out of New York now, so if you want to stop by the office, we can schedule that as well. Feel free to just come by and meet in person. It's a new thing. It's 2 weeks old. We've been doing so many events, and our partnership with Manhattan GMAT is so strong that I moved to New York to be able to meet with all of you and do more events like this.